Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
45157.
All right, thank you for that information. 45. Okay, and if I could also please have your name?
Debbie Agrue, A-G-R-U-E.
Okay, thank you so much. One moment, please. All right, I am still accessing information. It'll be just a moment. All right. And for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
2755 State Route 132, Lot 130, New Richmond, Ohio, 45157.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. One moment, please. All right, so I have gotten an account located that shows your name. Also, it shows your address here. And our system shows that you're calling us about a canceled account for the
right.
Bites Hub Meal app.
Right.
And how is it that I can assist?
Well, it says that I will get my refund in 2 to 8 days, and today's the 8th day, and I still haven't received my refund.
Okay, it shows a cancellation for the account on January the 11th.
That's right.
Let's see, cancel subscription for Dyson Vacuum Contest entry. Okay, it looks like you were assisted. Let me take a look. We have more than one call center, so let me take a look here. Just one moment, please. I think I need to direct you back to that particular call center where you were assisted. See if that's
well, the last
right,
call
so
center I called was automated, and all it told me is it would be 2 to 8 days before I would get the refund, and that was yesterday.
This shows January the 11th. We don't have an automated system where you can cancel the account. You have to actually speak with someone. But you can, through the automated system, request a call back if the lines are busy. But this shows January the 11th.
Right.
That's what I'm looking at. And I'm trying to, if you allow me just a moment to put you on a brief hold.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I do apologize for the wait. If you can allow me a moment to just check, because we don't have an automated system where you can close out anything on our end here. And let me just
check.
Well,
I did get a confirmation email of cancellation number, if
mm-hmm.
you need that.
No, ma'am. It shows that it's canceled, but this shows it was January the 11th. There was nothing from yesterday, but I need to find out what I'm looking at.
Right.
What date is your cancellation confirmation?
January 11th.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Do you mind please holding for me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just putting in a request here so that I can better assist. I just
Okay.
need to find out whether I need to get you transferred or not. Let me just take that back off. Okay, that's not what I want there. And I'm just putting in here that you said that you canceled through automated system. Automated. Okay, they will answer me very shortly.
Right.
Yeah, but it shows that it's canceled, so there's nothing else that will be billed with it. Let's see. While I'm waiting for them to respond. Oh, I know I need to send them. Okay, they said they're not sure. Okay. Well, I try. Okay, I tried. Let's see. Okay. So I think that's the final response there. On this end, we haven't seen this, so I'm sorry about that. We have a couple of call centers, but you said it was through the automated system.
Yeah, I called and then it sent me a text and I followed the text and it was all automated and it said to follow where, you know, you have your policy.
Okay.
And I read the policy and it said 2 to 8 days and it's today's day, eighth day.
Okay, was that with what you ordered or is that when you said that you canceled?
No, that's when I checked on it.
Mm-hmm.
I canceled it on January 11th, and I was checking on to see how long it would take.
Okay.
And I called the number that's in the email,
mm-hmm.
and it said to follow the text that it sent me. I followed the text, and it took me to your policy, and I read the policy.
Okay. All right. And one of the things with this, you actually did the transaction and canceled. It looks like it was the same day.
Right.
Let's see. The transaction was done 7:11 a.m. This cancellation, it shows it was 7:30.
Right.
But one of the concerns with it, it shows that you went through a verification process that was done before it was canceled. So with this, the most that we can assist you with on this end is just confirming the cancellation. With it, because of the verification process that was done through the card issuer, there was a certain transaction or the way that the transaction was done. The most that we can do is confirm the confirmation there. And it does show that a cancellation was done. I was just trying to, that's unfamiliar to us here. But it does show that the subscription was canceled there at 7:30 a.m. So that stopped the monthly charge, the billing that you had, which was
right.
$49.89. That was for 30 days of that Bitesub Mill app that was provided in the terms there when you accepted the offer there for that Dyson vacuum when you entered the contest. But it did cancel.
Yeah, see, I thought it was just for the vacuum, and then next thing I know, it went from $289 to 40, $49.89. I thought, wait a minute, I didn't do that. I didn't want that. So I canceled within, I'd say, 2-3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it shows it was about 30 minutes from the time that the transaction posted or was uploaded, rather. Well, it was less than 30 minutes. It was uploaded 7:11 a.m. or when it was billed. But because of the verification process that it was done through, that was to make sure that everything was valid. The most that we can do is confirm it. So on this end, we wouldn't be able to assist with the refund. The charge would be valid for those 30 days. It just, the cancellation stopped any future billing with a subscription.
And I get a refund because I didn't use it. I didn't use anything.
Yes, ma'am. We wouldn't be able to assist with the refund of that with the charge being shown as valid. It was stamped as certain verification process that was done at a 7:11 a.m.
Yeah, so I get the refund.
No, ma'am. We would only be able to confirm that the subscription is canceled.
No, I did not get the full 30-day subscription, so I didn't use it, and I need my refund back. I mean, it's easy for you guys to take it. You guys got to send it back. I mean, it's bread and milk for me. I've got nothing in the bank.
Okay, ma'am, I am sorry for your inconvenience here. Because of what it shows, that's the most that we can do. With the charge showing is valid. So I'm sorry about your distress there, but that's the most that we can do is confirm.
It's not valid. I didn't use it. It's non-valid. I didn't use it. And besides that, you guys tricked me. You said it was for $289, and next thing I know, I'm paying $49.89. That was not agreed. I didn't agree to that. I only agreed to the $2.89. And then when I saw that I was being charged $49, I thought, wait a minute, that's not what I agreed to. And I didn't agree to that. So it said automatically I would get my refund within 2 to 8 days. It said so. I even got it in email. I got cancellation number and everything.
Okay. I can refer you to our other call center because we can't do anything regarding that here. It doesn't look as though anybody by name, though, assisted with that. So that is unfamiliar. But here, because of the verification process that's done with the card issuer or the bank that this card belongs to, that was supposed to ensure that the transaction itself was valid. And we can't see shipping and handling charges for the item that's offered here. We're a third-party call center. So we don't have anything to do with the offering for the Dyson vacuum or the contest itself. We just assist with the mail app. Information gets sent to the email address that the customer provides on the web page. It is showing that it was canceled, but that canceled future charges, and it canceled the subscription. But that's the most that we can do is confirm that it is canceled.
Okay, then send me to the right party.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that again?
Send me to the right person you were talking about that can take care of this.
We have another call center, but with the information that it shows, and I've already checked, we've not seen this particular automated system here before. So allow me just a moment. You didn't actually speak with an agent when you placed the order. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, seems that you didn't speak with an agent when you placed the order.
There was a woman's voice. She said, we're sending you a text, follow the text, and I did, and it took me right to the policy, and it, like I said, it told me 2 to 8 days for the refund.
Okay. I'll provide you with this phone number. Let's see. Okay, did you get a name for the lady that you spoke with?
I don't recall a name.
Because I'm not sure if it will ask you at this number to provide the name. But it's 855-462-6403.
That's the one I called.
Okay, well, we're the third-party call center. And we don't do any of this over the phone. We're an inbound call center, and we see requests once they are uploaded in the system. So this is the number if you actually speak with an agent at our other call center. But other than that, ma'am, I don't have another phone number.
All righty.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.